bills, and I guess you want to see the bills, huh, Mama?
That's right. And I want a little peek at that. This is an eviction notice. What are you talking about? They say they're gonna throw us out today. Didn't we get any warnings?
We got a couple of notices when you were in the hospital, but Daddy didn't want to worry you.
I'm standing before the judge, plead my case, trying to win it. Fuck a court-appointed attorney, I was self-represented. I said, Your Honor, may I have a word before you finish? My current situation, y'all system put me in it. Now picture a young girl for a minute, 12 years old, the first time she ever entered inside an abortion clinic. And meanwhile, I'm watching my mama working two jobs while your child was 16, already driving new cars. See, we've been posed since I was in elementary, and the laws you claim were made to defend me worked against me. And the guns and the dope were put in our hood intentionally. Real. With all that going on, a man is bound to crack eventually. He said that's just a lame excuse you blacks use today. No disrespect, Judge, but that shit's easy for you to say. Yeah, we all might be running the same race, but you a damn lie if you say we started from the same place. I'm struggling, and years from now I still might be. See, I can live like you, but can you live like me? And that was all I had to say. I had told them enough. Did they let you go? Hell nah, they locked my ass up.
You could tell me what we gonna do about this little piece of mail that James Jr. got from the mailbox.
What is it, another eviction notice?
Ain't no Valentine card.
Oh, baby, we got two of those while you was in the hospital.
The things I went through, now who's to blame? I didn't have nobody to teach me right from wrong, man. Mom's out clubbing, dad was out on the block hustling. Ain't see none of the money, moms was always struggling. It was bad on us as kids, being targeted for the shit dad did. Moms wanted to split his wig, blowing up with all his kids. You know how it is, going to bed every night with a growling stomach, not knowing where your next meal coming from. Food I'm hunting, the dog was eating better than me. All night I'm sleeping with the crawlers that's creeping. That shit affected me when I got older. I appreciate the blessings more even though people try to get over. Working for pennies, making the rich get richer, gotta be a better way. Folk don't want you to have shit, throw roadblocks, try to barricade babies. Born in America, it's overpopulated. Welfare system, how long would it last before it's eliminated? Outdated, obsolete, started, but it's incomplete. Walking, now you're crawling, cause you can't get on your feet. Government is broken down, divided up, we're back to civil wars. And my brothers keep, I'm trying to survive, man, fuck y'all.
My friend Monty, who works down at the projects, he said, don't worry about it, because they know I'm a hard-working man. They'll extend me.
Yeah, they'll extend you. Right out into the street. Your friend Monty don't know shellac from Shinola.
Clark, you want to worry your head about nothing, go on and do it. We got $32 in the shoebox, and I got another $6 right here in my pocket.
You worked all night, and all they paid you was $6?
They paid me a lot more. But after they got finished taking out the federal withholding, the state withholding, the unemployment compensation, the state disability insurance, and then this extra goodie they slipped on me at the last minute, a $2 charge for getting my dishwashing uniform clean. You know something, baby, if I'd work for them a few more hours, I'd end up owing them $10.